about this defense. I see they're ranked number one against the rush.
Are they really stout against the rush, or are teams not able to run against them very often because they're throwing more, or are they just...
They're very, very sound. You know, they don't do a lot schematically, but they do it well, and they're where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. And then they're certainly talented. You know, they have a lot of good players on that defense, and they're going to make sure that they're fitting their gaps and stopping it from being a easy access to their linebacker level. So they're a challenge.
Okay. You guys brought back
Yeah, Ian's an energetic guy, fun to be around, because he loves playing football. So we're looking forward to having him back around and in the mix. Certainly smart, picked up where he left off, knows our system, so we're glad to have him back.
What do you expect to do without Donovan? Are you going to stick like you did last week and have Marshall go over there? Are you going to feel better about just leaving him on the right side and put somebody else there? What's kind of the plan?
Yeah, we're working through our plan. You know, I don't want to give away any competitive advantage there, but we're certainly comfortable with what we got going on, the options we have, and the experience we have if needed.
Understanding what you had to do last week was kind of an emergency kind of situation, but is there something to be said with maybe only having to change one piece rather than multiple pieces?
Yeah, we strive for consistency in everything we do, so the more you can do it with the same people, the better off you feel you have time on task with certain types of concepts and whatnot. So Coach Tice, obviously I think the world of him as a coach, and he has those guys prepared, so whatever direction we go, I know they'll be ready to rock and roll. Obviously he's a big athletic guy, and seeing him working in there some has been, fun to see, and you remember why he got drafted where he got drafted. We're excited about his upside, and he's certainly been putting in the time, putting in the work, picking the brain of the vets from technique stuff. He's very dedicated to his craft, so we're excited to see what he's got.
On Sunday, Jack was talking about Derek. He said it reminded me what we saw a lot of last year in regards to his play on Sunday. What he was doing with his feet, he felt like he played with zest and courageous. Is that consistent with your views in terms of Derek showing something on Sunday that was resembling of last year?
I think he's had some really good football this year. In a tough year, there can be a lot of critiques, and I think that sometimes it can get lost in the mix that there's some good things in there too. Certainly Derek showed great toughness on Sunday and stood in there and made some throws, and that was pleasing to see. But I think he's done a nice job with a lot of things this year. We just need to be consistent all around, the whole offense, up and down, from me all the way down to practice squad guys. Got to look for ways to be more consistent and be reliable.
As a coach, you're as close to anybody just in terms of understanding the intricacies of the offense and certain aspects of his play and development, having been here for as long as you've been working together. What have you seen from him in terms of strides this season that maybe get overlooked?
Yeah, I think Derek's leadership is something that doesn't get talked about enough. People talk about, how he's a good guy and he's high character and all that, but he demands, a lot out of those around him, and he'll continue to make strides in that area as he grows in more and more years on the wall, pelts on the wall, so to speak. And so for him this year, watching him develop leadership in the toughest of times, watching him take accountability in the toughest of times, it's not something that surprised me because I've known him, for a while now, but it was certainly good to see.
Forgot to ask you about this last week, but I know you're coaching against the opposing defensive coordinator, not offensive coordinator, but to be on the opposite side, calling plays against Linehan, was that kind of a neat experience?
Yeah, it was fun. That was fun. I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you it was special to me. A guy that really taught me how to coach a quarterback, taught me how to put a passing game together, taught me how to complement the run and pass game, standing across the sideline from him and running a concept that he taught me how to run, and looking over and seeing him smiling about it, is a pretty special moment, especially on Sunday Night Football on a big stage like that. So that was really neat. Feel very fortunate, very blessed. The God's put great people like him in my path that have taught me so many things, and then I get to share some of those experiences with those people. So very, very fortunate for that. You know, wasn't the outcome I would have liked against my mentor, but it certainly was a memory I'll have for a long time.
Aside from health, what do you hope to see from Amari during these final two games?
Yeah, hopefully he can get rolling. You know, he's been working hard, you know, in the training room and trying to get back. So we'll see how all that goes and shakes out. But I know he wants to finish the season strong, as we all do. You know, I'd like to see him out there flying around if we can get him.
How would you just assess his play for the entire season?
Yeah, I think, you know, as I was talking about earlier, the whole offense can, you know, can kind of be termed a little inconsistent, you know, and he's had some ups and downs. He certainly had his flash moments, the Kansas City game where he, you know, exploded for over 200 yards, and the first drive of the season against Tennessee, you know, he was making plays. And then there have been some dips as well, but you know, we're all going to strive to be consistent as possible and continue to work to get better. So, you know, a little bit of a work in progress, I guess, is how I would say it.
What struck you about what Roddy was able to do on Sunday?
He's one tough sucker, man. I was telling you guys a couple weeks ago, I think, that we call him Uncle Rodney, and I don't know that I have an uncle that tough. A guy that embodies that, giving it everything he has and leaving it all on the field. And he is, he's just got such grit and such determination to be there for his teammates. It's really admirable and, you know, something that, you know, puts a smile on your face as a coach because you know that he's giving you everything he has.
Thank you.